T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A grand slam.
This is Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice.
Kansas City.
KMOX.
We continue our 1 hour program tonight. We are leading you into Monday Night Football. Again, thanks going out to Cardinals hitting coach Turner Ward for joining us. We'll get into more of what he had to say during the week and kind of break down some of the things he said. But right now, we are going to continue our parade of coaches. We're very happy to be able to go to the Quiver River guest line, the SIUE men's basketball team. They are currently 1-1. They've got a big game tomorrow in Columbia as they match up against Mizzou, and we're happy to welcome in Cougars head coach Brian Baroni onto the show. Coach, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
You bet. Let's start with the news of the day. Your team picks up a nice honor. Sophomore transfer DeMarco Minor being named as the OVC Newcomer of the Week in the win against Harris Stowe. He had a double-double, then had 21 points in the tight loss against Purdue Fort Wayne. Talk a little bit about what you've gotten from him here in the first couple games of the season.
I like it. You're on your stuff. That was hot off the press. That's big time right there. No, we're excited about our guys, and DeMarco goes by Polo, so Polo Minor is, had a heck of a week. He had 10 assists, no turnovers against Harris Stowe, and really kept us afloat at Fort Wayne when we weren't doing what we needed to do offensively the first half. I think he had 15 points in the first half, and then, we were able to come back, take the lead, and then they came back and ended up getting us at the end. But it's nice to see that, the newcomers and the old guys gelling, because his newcomer of the week is a result of his teammates put him in position and input his team to statistically have some pretty good numbers.
I'm looking at your roster, and the thing that really strikes me is you bring in kids from all kinds of different areas. You've got some D1 transfers, you got JUCO transfers, you got some prep school kids, you got high school kids. Is hitting every single possible location a big part of your guys' recruiting strategy?
It is, and it's a lot about just relationships. There's so many little nuances and unique relationships almost probably behind every guy that's on our roster. And not just with me, I have a tremendous staff that, you build relationships through, whether someone's from Wisconsin and you have a staff member from Wisconsin, or someone that, has a connection to the NBA and they had connection to the NBA, like an uncle or something like that. So, we really try to tap into the relationship. We're a big relationship program. We believe put family into basketball. Don't let basketball take family away from you. And that's kind of our mantra, and that's where you're able to get relationships to come, be part of the team from all around.
Still really early on in the season, but you have kind of a lopsided win at home against Harris Stowe. You go and you have a really tight loss on the road against Purdue Fort Wayne, losing that game 81-76. I know it's really hard to make any sort of big statements after a couple regular season games, but how do you feel about where your team is at right now?
I really like our team a lot, and I say that's not coach talk. That's sincere. These guys mean a lot to me, and they have high character. I like where we are heading. We have to tighten up some things. We didn't have a great start and a great finish at Fort Wayne, but you're down 12 on the road against the repeating reigning Horizon League champions with 76% of their scoring back. You come back and take a lead. That says a lot about the character of your guys and the ability. And, you know, we're still trying to find ourselves with Rayshon Taylor just coming back about 3 weeks ago. You know, I'm taking that 10 out of 10 times. But you're also learning how to put a very important part of your team in place that you haven't had for the last, well, us the last 9 months, but our immediate team with the newcomers for the last 4 months.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Rayshon Taylor. He tore his ACL January 29th of last year, and here he is already playing. There's a lot of guys who take a little bit longer than that coming back from an ACL. What has it been like for you watching him go through the rehab process and maybe watching him learn to kind of retrust that knee?
You know, it's been really encouraging just as a person. I mean, he for 2 years he has essentially been rehabbing because he had torn his ACL his previous year as well. And he comes out after the first one and put himself in position to average about 17, 18 points a game. Unfortunately, January 29th, it tears it again. And his work ethic and mental fortitude and his support system with his family is unbelievable. To put him in position to play last week a full college basketball game, it just really speaks a lot of the work ethic and the heart, the determination. Because, like, I'm almost the one holding him back. And I told him that the other day. I'm going to stop coaching him as if he is coming off it because he's put us in position to play him, and he wants to play. His heart's there. His mind is there. And the numbers all say his strength is there. So it's really, really impressive what that young man has done for two straight years.
He was on the preseason All-OVC team. Your other guy that's on that team is Dejon Pruitt, and so far a nice start to him statistically. He's going out there. He's your second leading scorer right now at 13 points per game. Is it just the feeling of kind of getting from him what you were expecting from him going into the year?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a guy that can stretch the floor a little bit. He can handle it. He's got great size and athleticism, and it's just continuing to find it, the impact that he can have on a daily basis. Yeah, I have very high expectations for Pruitt, and he's had some. He had 20-10 the first game. He can impact the game in so many ways, and he's all preseason, all OVC for a reason. I think he impacted the league last year, averaging around 10-7. So there's a definite level of excitement and expectations. I have high expectations for a lot of guys on our team.
SIUE men's basketball coach Brian Baroni continuing to join us. Last week, you guys announced two future members of the team, Jordan Pickett, who is a high school kid from Belleville East, and then a JUCO transfer, and Ethan Yancey, who's coming in from Northwest Kansas Tech College. It's interesting right now in college basketball because it feels like coaches need to sort of pick and choose who they're taking in this early signing period because there's so many D1 transfers available later on. But obviously you go out, you sign these two kids. How excited are you about them?
Yeah, I think that, it's a great observation because you really are sitting there trying to figure out, what you can get caught into this what if game, right? What's going to happen. There's the different transfers, the portal, all that kind of stuff. I think one of the biggest things that we've really tried to do as a staff is get the person that you feel fits into your program, and if it makes sense right now, then go be aggressive and recruit, and if you're not comfortable, then you keep working, and it's probably a little bit more of an old school mentality because that's kind of how I've always done it, but I think since we are such a relationship based program, it's been a focal point of what are our needs, who's kind of leaving that on paper through seniors and you want to fill those spots moving forward because I'm a big believer in this group of guys and we've had pretty good retention over these years. So I think that's been something I've kind of stuck to.
You're in Columbia tomorrow night for a matchup against Missouri. In no way, shape, or form am I asking you to disrespect your opponent, but I do think it's interesting that at least in Missouri's first two games before the Lindenwood contest, Southern Indiana hung tough with them. Penn also hung tough with them. Are there things on film out of those two games where you're able to look at and maybe you're hoping to find some success based off things you saw there?
Yeah, absolutely. What you want to do is exploit any team's weakness and exploit your successes. And, I think this early in the season, you can get caught up and really trying to scheme against your other opponents. And, you know, there's three, maybe four games with an exhibition game that someone has put out there. Dennis Gates is a very good coach, and, you know, he's obviously new at Missouri, so there's not a lot of necessarily footage from what he's done thus far there. But, of course, you want to look out there and see what we can do. But more importantly right now, it's about what we – against their weaknesses. But it's more important, like, we have to stay true to who we are, because we've been working on that for, you know, 4 or 5 months. We have to make the adjustments throughout the game and hopefully exploit a weakness or two and not let them exploit any of ours.
Your schedule's interesting because the first three games kind of goes tougher, 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 and then you step back and you're going to play some neutral site games against other mid-major opponents. I like the way you've put together your schedule. It looks like you did this on purpose. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I would like one more day in between our MTE, like our neutral site games, than we had, and for a variety of reasons, it didn't work out that way. But if there's a team that's built for multiple games in a short amount of time, it's us these last few years with our COVID schedule's been beyond crazy. But you definitely, what you're trying to do is you want to simulate things that you're coming across in the future. You know, you have that expectation to go to the tournament in the OVC, and you're going to hopefully play multiple games back to back to back on a neutral site. So you want to be able to reference your successes and things that you could have done a little bit better, even though it's hopefully going to be in March. You want to be able to kind of, you know, have that type of reference point. And we definitely, there's with scheduling, with COVID. You're still affected by the schedule from years past. We were supposed to play Detroit this year. Dates didn't work for the last 2 years as a home game. So, unfortunately for us, we're on the road these next 3 weeks, kind of because some makeup games had to be made with the scheduling and other teams' conference schedule as well.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. Hopefully we can catch up every once in a while during the course of the season.
I'd love it. I appreciate it. I'm a big believer in this team, and I'm excited to be around them all year. So let's see where this thing goes.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
SIUE men's basketball coach Brian Baroni joining us here on Sports Open Line on the Quiver River guest line. We appreciate him taking some time. All right, we are coming down the home stretch of today's show, but we got to talk some St. Louis University men's soccer. They are A-10 champions. They are headed to the NCAA tournament, and their head coach, Kevin Kalish, he joins us next. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.